I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Friends,
howdy howdy, how's everybody doing?
Good we hope.
How are you doing today, Amber?
Good, you know, just living life, you know.
I feel like that's been our vibe the last like 5 episodes.
I'm literally just working and getting through the day so that I can record this podcast with you. It's like working for the weekend, but working for the Grim Mystics.
Everybody's working for the Mystics. I get it. Me too.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, you gotta find joy, and this is like a very large part of my joy.
Mine too. So hopefully if you're listening to this, it's bringing you some joy as well.
Yes, we do hope so. Well, and we have some news that might excite others because it really excited us. And Leslie, you found it. So I want you to tell everybody what you found out.
So I found it because I'm obsessed with analytics and tracking our success. And I noticed that our hometown, once upon a time, is no longer on our top locations anymore. Mm-hmm. And for me, it just was like that was like a we made it moment when I no longer saw Loveland, you know? Because like that means that it's not just like our moms mm-hmm. and like our, you know, our besties from high school. Like it's not just the same people who've always listened to us talk about stupid shit, you know?
It's like strangers are interested in what we have to say.
Which is alarming, but also really exciting.
Well, that's one of my favorite things to look at, is just to see, you know, how things are fluctuating. And, you know, we've got listeners all over the world. And it's so crazy to me that, like you said, our moms and our besties from high school aren't the only ones listening to this.
Like all over the world. One of them is in, we have a lot of listeners in France, actually. Mm-hmm. And I like, you can even like, I mean, I'm not like creeping or anything, but like you can, I mean, I saw someone's listening to it in like a forest. So I'm just imagining someone's like camping, maybe like at a barbecue blasting us. Like, are you kidding me?
And then they're like listening to spooky tales to just
get in the
hunker
mood.
Down. Oh my gosh. Could you imagine if they listened to the Bigfoot episode in the forest? That would be like so amazing.
So amazing. Especially if you were like tripping balls.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you have to be a little.
Yeah.
High on life a little bit, you know, to enjoy what we've got to say.
Exactly. But I just thought that was so exciting. And you're right, like, because I remember you texted me and told me that, and it was in the middle of the workday, and I was just like, oh my god, like I had the same feeling where it was just like it's another, you know, step on the ladder of where we hope that this goes, and to know that we're reaching people that we've never met that are mm-hmm. interested in what we have to say is just like trippy. It makes you well, trippy, but it also made me feel validated that like what we're doing is like, it's obviously bringing us joy, which is why we do it. But like to know we're bringing other people joy and they come back and they listen time and time again is just like phenomenal.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's really mm-hmm. cool too. That's a good point. Because this, you know, even just at like the top of the episode, we're like, oh, we're fine, we're surviving. You know, like everyone right now is mm-hmm. like that. So if we can just bring a little bit of like joy and light and love to somebody, mm-hmm. like that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. And then like I'm just so impressed that there are all these listeners and they're from all over the place and they still don't want to interact with us on social media.
Ouch. The shade.
I know. So, you know, I'm so happy, but like, come on, guys. I just want to like, just drop a where you're from, an emoji, where you're from, like something.
Something.
It can be something. Like surface level. It can be mm-hmm. deep. It could be like, I mean, like Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color? Like literally so many options.
I'm literally to the point where if someone who is in a different town or in a different state than like Colorado, because I love you Colorado people, but like there's a high chance we know you.
There's a very high chance we know you.
Yeah. So if there's someone from another state or another country outside the US, like I'm to the point where if you send me the fucking flip off bird emoji, I will be so excited. It'll be the happiest day of my life if someone flips me off from another place.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. On the Grim Mystic social media. It has to happen.
Okay. Okay. Well, now you guys know that you apparently can go and abuse us and it'll still make us feel validated.
I will be the happiest person on the planet. I will record my reaction and post that on social media, no matter how I look, because everyone knows I do not get ready every day. I will straight up show you my six chins and show you how excited I am if someone not from Colorado flips me off on our social media.
Okay, well, there's challenge. The challenge. Yeah, literally, there's the challenge.
Well, today we decided that we just wanted to go back to our roots a little bit, because that's what we're learning with kind of watching those analytics, like Leslie said, is that people are not just solely listening to our new stuff, our new moon, new us. They're going back and they're listening to like stuff from the past. So we figured like, let's do a throwback and let's just explore the map together.
Throwback Tuesday, TBT. Hashtag TBT. Love that for us.
So Leslie and I just kind of talked and we just wanted to find things in places that we thought were cool. Like really, that's it.
Yeah, there were zero guidelines. It was like, if you find something that you just think you want to talk about, like, let's fucking talk about it.
Yeah. So I found something that I thought was a good story. It's a little long. So okay. I wanted to see how far we got through it. But I kind of pulled a page out of your book and went to Reddit and found a weird place to talk about.
Ooh. Okay. I'm excited.
So let's see here. This is from Slim Brady. That was good. I do too. So it's called Creepy Encounter in Cherokee National Forest.
Ooh. Okay.
I know. And we just were talking about a forest. So perfect segue.
I do love a good forest story.
I do too. So I have been holding this story for a while and have tirelessly searched the internet to find another person who has experienced something similar, but to no avail. This story is entirely true. And then although I loved the campground I stayed at and the beautiful nature that was all around, I'll have a tough time going back without finding out what the hell happened last time I went.
Okay.
My girlfriend had invited me on a camping trip to Indian Boundary Campground with her and her family a few months back. This campground is in the Cherokee National Forest near a city called Tellico Plains, Tennessee. The first few days of the trip went as expected. We hiked, made s'mores, and told scary stories. But little did I know that I would be in one soon. Ooh. About halfway through the trip, we decided to visit the local fish hatchery. Unfortunately, when we arrived, the gates were closed, and there were signs saying that it was closed due to COVID. Mm. On the same bulletin board that these signs were on, there was an oddly out of place and very unsettling picture of a fish with its face cut straight open.
Oh my God. That's kind of graphic.
Uh-huh. Yes, the face was cut straight down the middle, so all that could be seen was the skeleton of the fish.
Oh, okay. So there weren't, like, organs?
If you're cutting straight down the middle, I think it's just, like, it went straight down to the skeleton and, like, pulling it out. Oh,
yeah. Okay, that's what I was picturing. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. there was a text on the picture that read, "Look." but it was in a strange font, almost a creepypasta kind of font with characters, and it had like an O with like dots above the O, so they weren't using like traditional English characters. That itself wasn't all too weird. Just wrote it off as someone trying to play a prank and creep tourists out. Once we realized the hatchery was closed, we decided to change our plans for the day and head to a swimming hole that my girlfriend's grandma used to like as a child. We arrived to a beautiful clear creek with a rope swing tied to a tree on the bank. An old lady sat in front of the tree smoking a cigarette with a rock in her lap.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, me and Leslie in like 20 years, we're just going to be smoking. Why do we have rock?
I mean,
crystals.
Okay. As soon as I said it, I was like, oh, okay.
Hello.
All right. I don't know why I laughed, because you're right. That's going to be us.
That's going to be us. Except instead of cigarettes, it's going to be gardening and eating salads.
Cabbage.
Yeah, cabbage. Thank you. I love that. As my girlfriend and I approached the creek, we greeted the old woman, who seemed quite friendly. And that is when I noticed that she was using another smaller rock to etch something on the larger rock in her lap. She eventually left the creek side, retreating to her camper, which was about 50 feet from the other side of the creek, and joined her husband. They both then sat outside in their lawn chairs facing the creek, and it seemed as though they just watched us from a distance for a good while. I didn't think too much of it. Sure, it was creepy, but they were just some harmless old people. Then I looked at the rock, and the woman had been writing on. The word "look" was carved into it.
Ooh. That's not going to be us, though.
Mm-mm. No, we won't be that creepy. I shat myself.
See, I just see it, Brady.
JK. I didn't actually shit, but figuratively, lie. All of the shit was scared out of me.
See, thank you for clarifying.
Nothing else strange happened throughout the rest of the trip. But to this day, it still boggles my mind. I have no way of explaining these events and still have not heard of anyone with similar experiences. But damn, the woods are creepy, and this is the last place I wanted to be scared shitless.
Yeah.
See, and then I'm going to go through some comments. So the comments...
that was it? Okay.
That was it, yeah. So okay. I thought it was longer than it was. But this is an archive post, so there aren't any new comments for Reddit, but most of them are like 3 years ago. So someone said, JGun77 said, sounds like a couple hippies spreading around their protect the environment propaganda. You know, hatcheries are cool and destroy the environment, and look at these beautiful waters, don't destroy them type stuff.
Yeah, hatcheries are cool, because like I thought they were, like, aren't they definitely pro environment?
I mean, they're helping the fish population.
Yeah.
And in a lot of places, they're helping the fish population avoid being taken over by an invasive species. But I'm sure, like anything, there's good and bad, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Robbie is passionate about those. So every time we drive by, he's like, oh, look, it's a fish hatchery. Like a fucking nerd. So
it is kind of cool. When I used to work at the lake, we didn't have a hatchery like at our lake, but they would put them into like this truck that had water in it.
Oh, that's cool.
And they would drive the fish, and then they'd back the truck into the water and open the doors, and you would just see all these like little baby fishies swim out.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
It was like my favorite. They only did it a couple times a year, but it was my favorite when I was working.
You know, that's kind of hot. So there's something kind of hot about like nerds that fish. There's definitely like a type, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I agree.
It's a good look.
It is.
I definitely don't fish, for the record. The last time
I used to.
I know you were a fisher. The last time that I went fishing, I mean, I did have a pole, and I think it was in the water, but like I was cabbaging the whole time. And yeah, and I was just enjoying, I was getting a tan, I was having a good time, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I definitely did some fishing back in the day.
Yeah, I know. You're a little fisher.
Was really bad at catching things, so which is fine, because I would have a hard time taking them off the hook, but I'd want to. It's a whole mental thing for me.
I get it. No, I would never. Yeah, I was always with my dad and Robbie, and I was like, get it up, man. Yeah,
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's my negative trait. Yeah.
That is me too.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just reading the other comments. It said one, rescue it, torn numero two. Oh, wow. Sounds like a way for an old couple to keep their favorite camping spot to themselves.
I love that. That's so, us.
Something to, I mean, really something to check out if you're in the Teleco Plains area, just like.
Yeah. See what's creepy. Well, so you said it's the Cherokee National Forest.
Let me double check.
So they're probably,
Cherokee National Forest. Yep. It looks like it's in, the Indian Boundary Campground is where they were.
And is that Tennessee?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So- well, and if we have anyone in the Teleco Plains area that listens, we would love to know, like, is there, because this person was clearly searching online, trying to figure out, like, what was going on. Like, are there any stories? Like, is this place, you know, haunted? Like, what's happening there?
Well, that's the Appalachia, right? The Appalachian Mountains. I'm not saying that right.
They go
Appalachia. I'm not saying that right. I'm so embarrassed. Give me a second.
I've actually heard it multiple ways. Oh, and you're phew. Saying it a way that I've actually heard before.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Well, yeah. So you know what I'm, so is that where that is? Because
It's like a big mountain range. I think it goes through Tennessee.
Cause like my head, cause you know, there's some scary shit there. You know, they always say like, if you hear a whistle, no, you didn't. Like if you're outside, no, you weren't. Like I've heard some scary stories. So that was where my head went. My head was going old school witchcraft, fucking scary, fucking
like warding off.
Yeah, that's exactly like, get off my land, get off of my fucking, you know, Mother Nature's property. Like that's exactly what I was thinking.
It does go through a little bit of Tennessee. Like the Great Smoky Mountains is part of the Appalachian Trail. And that's in Tennessee.
Sorry, guys.
God, if we have any Tennessee listeners, sorry.
I'm really sorry. We are American and we went to public school. So.
Yeah. And if you saw our TikTok video, you know that public school fucked us. So.
which TikTok video? If you've listened to like any episode, we probably sound stupid as fuck, to be honest.
Yeah. You know. But yeah, it does go through it. So I don't know if it's near this. I would have to look into that on a bigger map. But it is something that goes through the area.
Cool. So yeah, that's what I'm going to. Those comments are funny, but I definitely think
it's like old witchy stuff.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I was thinking.
That's what the vibe I got too. But I didn't like, again, I'm not allowed to comment on the post because it's archived, and also like I don't know. So if we have any listeners near that area that know anything about that campground or anything like that, like is it haunted, is it witchy, are hatcheries bad in that area? Like we'd love to know.
Yeah, if you're a marine biologist, are hatcheries bad in general?
Yeah, and you don't have to live in Tennessee to tell us. Yeah. If you're a marine biologist,
like would PETA be boycotting them or protesting them, you know, that's the question.
Picketing. Yeah. So but yeah, so that's one of the places that I found. If anyone has plans to take a trip to Tennessee or whatever, like go there, let us know how it is.
Yeah. Okay, cool, nicely done.
Thank you. So what'd you find, Leslie?
I found a whole town in Oregon that is haunted.
A whole town?
A whole town. And it's not just like a ghost town where like it's like abandoned, you know, haunted. Like this is, the whole town is like there's people who live there. It's an active town and the whole town's haunted. So
how do you have a whole town that's haunted? I think you're going to tell me.
I am going to tell you. They have a whole town that's haunted because there was a flash flood on June
4th. And where, I'm sorry, where is this in Oregon?
Right.
Start over.
So we're going to Heppner, Oregon. And on June 14th, 1903, there was a flash flood that was estimated to kill 247 people. And now the whole town is haunted. So what caught me was that I found this article. There was like this lady, I think she was an apartment manager. Mm-hmm. And this was her direct quote. She said, "They're all over Heppner because of the flood. They're looking for their loved ones. They don't know what happened."
Oh, I hate that.
I know. And that gets, like, it gave me goosebumps. Like,
it reminds me of, there's like a ghost whisperer. If anyone used to watch back in the day.
Me.
Me too. I'm rewatching it every now and then, but I get too scared. But there's an episode that kind of happens where, like, there's a plane crash. Do you remember that one? It's like second or third season.
I used to watch it with my grandma.
Yeah. And so there was a plane crash and, like, the same thing. Like, people were wandering around trying to figure out what happened. It's so sad.
That is, it's terribly sad. Well, one of the unsolved mysteries on Netflix is about, it's like, is it Japan? And there were a bunch of people killed from a tsunami. Yeah, that whole idea of, like, a literal ghost town is super eerie.
Yeah, and, like, your spirit not understanding, like, what happened.
I know, how sad.
And then, like, there are no, you know, because I like to think that there are other spirits that are, like, guiding you. But, like, if there are more spirits that don't understand what's happening to versus the guides, like, it's probably really hard to convince a whole town of spirits, like, this happened. Mm-hmm. It was a natural disaster. And, like, of course there are a bunch that probably, like, hang around and don't understand.
Well, and I think like, while the flood did have a lot of property damage, some of the buildings are still there, that were there. So I like, similar, they may see people from their life that they saw in this realm that they're in. Plus they see some of the landscape and, you know,
they might not even
right. They're
know.
Like, what the fuck? Like, maybe they think they're in this, like, parallel. All right, hot take. What if they're in this, like, they think they're in this, like, parallel universe, and they're like, who the fuck are these people in these random ass clothes?
Yeah,
because it happened in, well, what did I say, 1903. So,
oh,
how scary.
Oh, that is. Oh my god, that gives a whole new, like, idea to, like, spirits and stuff.
Yeah, they need help. Someone go help them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and the senior center is one of the most haunted places.
Wow.
Yep. Well, I mean,
old people.
Well, old people, right? But they're, like, about to pass, right? Like, so they're on that edge of, on the cusp.
Oh, so maybe the spirits are like, these people can see us more. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're like hanging around.
That's a good point.
Because the veil's thinner.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, who is the same lady who said that they're looking for their loved ones, said that one of the residents came rushing to his neighbors and saying that there was a little boy in his room. When the two returned, the man pointed at his couch, but the neighbor couldn't see him. And she said she remembered he said, quote, "You can't see him. He's sitting right there on the couch." Just nuts.
Oh my god, I just got freaking... You always find the scariest shit.
Because...
When we record this podcast, I literally have every light in my living room on.
She's,
like, I've
she's
got
not lying.
A ring light. I've got my desk light. Oh,
she ain't lying. I see that. And then the other. So I also wanted to talk about, there is this Murray's Drug. It's a one of the local buildings that was, like I said, still there during the flood. And at the time of the flood, it was a brothel.
Everything's a brothel.
Of course, every good town has a good brothel.
Mm-hmm.
And during at the time of the flood, there were 5 sex workers who worked there, and they decided to turn it into a temporary morgue, and they helped care and take care of the bodies.
Aww.
Because women are the best.
Yeah, seriously.
So I obviously wanted to mention them because bless those souls. They, I'm sure, were amazing women. So.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I just thought that was kind of a fun little place.
Yeah.
A whole town that's haunted.
Well, it makes me think of, like, Estes, because, you know, we had the flood when we were a little bit younger. But then there was in the 70s, there was this huge flood. It killed over 100 people. Mm-hmm. And it just makes me wonder, like, if that same thing is happening in Estes. And then this flood was supposed to be a once in 100-year flood. And then it happened again when we were in high school. Or no, it was when we graduated high school, because Craig and I were dating. So it was like a year or two after we graduated.
Yep. We were in college. I was living in Cheyenne. Mm-hmm. I was working at Sally Beauty.
Yeah.
And I was super pissed because Robbie got to go home. and help. And my boss literally wouldn't let me take the time off. Oh. So I couldn't go home. And
well, and at that time, Craig was living closer to your parents, where we ended up renting for a little bit. And I was still living with my parents. So the flood actually like cut us off from each other. Like there was no way for me to get to Craig or Craig to get to me because the water.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah. It was like scary. Weird. Yeah. And then I worked up in at the lake again. I worked at Carter Lake, which is like on the way to Estes. And we got sent home early because the rain was really bad the night before the flood happened.
So Carter Lake, do you feel like we're just talking about places on the map. Do you feel like Carter Lake is haunted?
You know, I didn't get like too bad a vibe. So when I worked there, I was a boat inspector. And so I would be on the lookout for zebra and quagga mussels, which I do plan on entertaining you guys with someday with my knowledge of zebra and quagga mussels.
How exciting.
I know. It's on the list. But I never felt like a weird vibe, like spooky wise. Now, I did have to work from like early in the morning to late at night because there were gentlemen and women who liked to go out, and theys and thems who liked to go out and fish in the evening. So I usually didn't get the super early morning shift because I worked with a bunch of like retired guys that were just getting a little extra cash during the summer. So nice. I would do the night shift because I was young. And I think if I remember correctly, I usually had to be out there until like 10 or 11.
Oh, that's pretty late.
Yeah. And it's really dark. Well, and I mean, if anything, what freaked me out the most was like the wildlife. Like I remember multiple times people coming down because I didn't have like a building. I had a picnic table and I had my car. Like that was it.
Nice.
So I sat, you know, when it got dark, I'd sit in my car and I'd read or I'd watch movies or whatever. And, I remember multiple times where I would work on a ramp and someone would come down and say, hey, just so you know, there's like a mountain lion pacing like the road that I was on. And I was like, cool, cool, cool.
Nice. Okay.
And yeah, like you terrifying. Can't leave. Like it was a job. I was required to stay there. So and then I would always every night I'd have to pull a chain across to close up the ramp. And every time there was a mountain lion sighting, I ran the fastest I think I've ever ran.
Oh, I bet you did.
Yeah. So not like spooky, but definitely like very aware that I was not a predator in my universe.
That you were not the highest on the food chain for once.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, I asked because, you know, there are a lot of dead bodies in Carter Lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I won't go swimming in that lake or Lake Loveland. It grosses me out.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely not. But like, well, and then Carter Lake is so deep and so cold that they can't recover the bodies.
Because they don't float. And, yeah.
Right. And I was always told that there's a town under there as well. So
really?
From that flood, from one of the floods. So that's why I just asked if it was haunted. I always assumed it was because... Yeah. I know for a fact there are bodies. I remember a little boy died there when we were kids that has always stuck with me. And he was just one of many. But yeah, the town thing, as I've never been able to confirm, but that's just what I have always been told.
Well, maybe we can go out there. Because again, when I worked there, I wasn't like on my spooky journey, you know? And I'm sure I didn't look into it because I had to work there every night. So
right. And you probably wouldn't like welcome that type of energy or experience.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but I'm totally down. Maybe we'll do a little explore out to Carter Lake and see if we have any vibes. Yeah, we could go at like dusk or something like that.
I'm in.
Okay, cool.
Okay, fun.
Yay. Well, I have another place that I explored and I wanted to share with everybody. So let me see here. So this is in San Jose, California. And I thought you actually might know about this one because I think it's pretty famous. I've heard bits and pieces, but like it's a pretty well-known place.
Okay.
So it's called the Winchester Mystery House.
Yeah.
You've heard of it?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, go ahead. Okay. Yes. I have heard
so,
of it.
So the Winchester Mystery House is an amazing home. They yeah. call it an architectural wonder or a historic uh-huh. landmark that was yeah. once the residence to Sarah Lockwood Parody Winchester, the widow of William Wirt Winchester and heiress to a large portion of the Winchester, which is like the guns, fortune.
Mm-hmm.
Tragedy befell Sarah. Her infant daughter died of a childhood illness, and a few years later, her husband was taken by tuberculosis. Mm-hmm. There is a picture here that's like the oldest known photograph of the house, which I will save so everyone can
stunning.
See it. It's beautiful.
So amazing.
Here, I'll take a screen grab right now so I don't forget. So shortly after her husband's death, Sarah left her home in New Haven, Connecticut and moved out west to San Jose. She bought an 8-room farmhouse and began what could only be described as the world's longest home renovation, stopping only when Sarah passed away on September 5th in 1922. So you're shaking your head. You know about this, don't you?
Yeah. So do you remember when we went on our girls' day adventure and we went to one of the shops
mm-hmm.
and there was a door
and you said the, oh
yeah.
Yes. One of the shops that we went to, you're right. There was like a door and you were telling me about it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't even put that together. Like I just uh-huh. thought that this was cool. Oh my goodness. So just some facts from 1886 to 1922. Construction never ceased at the farmhouse, and it grew into the world's most unusual and sprawling mansion. So can I give you what the features are?
Yes.
It's 24,000 square feet.
Jeez.
There are 10,000 windows, 2,000 doors, 160 rooms, 52 skylights, 42 stairways and fireplaces, 17 chimneys, which how do you have 47 fireplaces but not 47 chimneys?
That's a good point. Weird.
You can't use all the fireplaces. 13 bathrooms and 6 kitchens.
Well, you know, not all the staircases work.
Okay, maybe that's in a little bit more down the road. Okay. Well, and this price tag was $5 million in 1923.
Oh my God.
In 1923, it was $5 million. Today,
I said,
it's $71 million.
All because of a gun.
Who has $71 million?
An arms dealer.
Literally.
Yeah, because.
But like.
Oof. That's why our country is always at war.
Yep.
Because.
Where's our money? I'm just saying. The universe looked at me and said, you don't need that type of money because you would buy this house.
Yeah, that's what you would do.
Yeah, it's protecting me from being haunted.
I don't think you would buy this house because this house is very haunted.
So this is jumping into the mystery. Even before her passing, rumors of a mystery house being built on by an eccentric and wealthy woman swirled. I want to be her.
No, you don't, girl. She was she had demons. She was a haunted lady.
Was she instructed to build this home by a psychic? Was she haunted by the ghost of those fallen by the guns that won the West?
Well, she was convinced that any person, any soul that had died from a Winchester rifle haunted her.
Oh, that just gave me goose pimples. See, yeah, this wasn't all in that article.
Yeah.
Did construction truly never stop? What motivated a well-educated socialite to cut herself off from the rest of the world and focus almost solely on building the world's most beautiful and bizarre mansion?
Yep.
Oh, I gotta take a picture of this. This is like where it is now.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. So the reason I said not all the staircases work is because they'll lead to nowhere. There will be like staircases that literally just like lead to a wall. Yes. So Sarah said that the souls were directing her on basically building the house. And she has like a seance room that she built specifically. Yeah, it's like super fucking haunted.
Well, and I can tell you how much tickets are because I'm on the Winchester Mystery House website.
Ooh, that's a bucket list for sure. For me.
I totally agree. No, I think this should be a Misty's like to go.
How cute. I love all of our little ideas.
Our bucket list.
Our little names.
What's crazy is over 12 million guests have visited the Mystery House since the doors opened in June of 1923.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I want to hear, because this is kind of all that they have, because I'm sure like with the website, like they want to get you enticed to come, mm-hmm. but they don't want to give you the whole thing. So you tell me, well, first, I lied. I want to tell you what we could get tickets for.
Yeah, no, I want to know that.
So okay. We'll do that, and then we'll jump more into the stories that you know. Wow. So you could get a Winchester Mystery House mansion tour.
Wonderful.
So let's see. I'm going to have to go to BookPeak. Oh.
It's going to have to be like...
It's fucking booked out.
It's going to have to be like a long tour because it's a big fucking house.
Mm-hmm. So there's... Let's see. They start at 10:20 a.m. So... What do you think this mansion tour is? Like, price-wise?
I don't know. I'll be honest. I haven't gone on a lot of, like, haunted tours. Okay.
$41.99. That's
not
bad.
God. That's so fucking affordable.
Yeah.
I was thinking
and
the hundreds.
The tour... Me too. And the tour is... let's see. Our mansion tour takes guests through 110 of the 160 rooms of Sarah's mansion, known around the world as the Mystery House. They get to see the bizarre architectural designs that attributes that give the mansion its name. And you said it had to be really fucking long. It's only an hour.
Oh, so they're really rushing you through.
Well, I mean, but you can kind of just stay by the back and... That's what Craig and I did at with the Stanley tour. So that's one of the things. So here's the deal. It's going to be expensive for us because we're going to want to do all the shit.
Yeah, I want to know what's in those other 40 rooms.
Well, so then, I don't know. Some of them might be closed for safety, I'm sure. But
yes.
The next thing that we could do is walk with spirits tour.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
So let me see. Oh. Okay. Well, let me go back. Okay, so let's just pretend we're going tomorrow at 11:50 in the morning. $41.99.
I fucking wish. I so badly wish that that's how we were spending our fucking... What's tomorrow? Is tomorrow Wednesday?
The third. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish that we were spending our Wednesday at 11-something a.m. Ugh.
Someday we'll fly out to California and do this.
Instead, we're going to work. Well, I am.
So this one, for over 100 years, the Winchester Mystery House has been capturing the minds and spirits of guests from around the world. The tragic story of Sarah Winchester and her bizarrely beautiful home. Let's see. Oh, they did warn you that it's not wheelchair accessible. That's nice of them to give you a heads up because it's a historic building.
Yeah, and there are a lot of stairs.
With the purchase of either the mansion tour or walk with spirits, the garden tour is complimentary. And I was going to talk to you about the garden.
Wow.
And this is only an hour as well.
Okay.
So it's just walking through the mansion again and probably more focused on the spirits. You can also do axe throwing.
I was really bad at the house. The one time I did it.
Me too. Everyone got a bullseye but me. That's only $24.99.
Okay. That seems a little expensive.
But at the one in Loveland, like, it's about that.
It's probably...
So it's not, like, inflated.
It's probably just because I was really bad at it. And probably had this a bad attitude.
Yeah. Well, and so step back into time into the shoes of Sarah Winchester's workers and experience the thrill of throwing axes at targets. Apparently her workers like to throw axes. It doesn't say, oh, they do use a pun. Who can hit the bullseye and become a true axpert?
Stupid.
They got me. You can do this for an hour for 24. See, so this might not be on the list, but I would like to know, is it outside the home? Did they add an addition? Did they take one of the rooms and convert it into axe throwing? Like, I just like to know where mm-hmm. it is. Because if we get to see one more room versus what they were willing to show us, like, I would almost pay just to, like, see the room.
Oh, no, I would definitely, if we're going, we're going.
We're going to pay for, like,
yeah, all I'm going to pay for
and
it.
Just, like, back to back.
Exactly. And then whether I think it's a good deal or not, like, yeah. We're doing it.
Yeah. There is a garden trail, which is only $20 per person.
Okay.
This tour is entirely outdoors and completely touchless experiencing, featuring 20 stops throughout the beautiful Victorian gardens. Guests can explore the self-guided experience with a digital map. And yeah, it's complimentary. Ooh, if you get nice. A ghost tour. Mm-hmm.
I like individual. I like self-guided tours.
Yeah, that's fun. And then this one I think is gonna just make you
trip my so trigger, excited.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Paranormal investigation with Taps.
Yeah.
Ooh, Taps. Yeah, because see, that's the thing. They're on like every ghost show. Mm-hmm. They've been
yep,
on
Taps West Coast. Yep.
Nice.
So let's see. This one might be booked out.
Is that with the bald guy?
Few moments later.
They're booked out for the year.
That's fucking dreams. To just like hunt ghosts for your living and get paid to do so.
Oh my god, I want to know how much, like...
One eternity later.
I'm into April of next year and they don't have opening.
That's nuts.
I have to schedule to see the price.
Well, we'll just say, you guys, the price, it was... Taps is so good. We can't tell yeah. you. We can't tell you how much it
well,
is.
Well, and if they're booked out, I got to July of next year and they don't have any dates. So
it must be top tier. A great ass affordable fucking tour is what I'm
yeah well
getting.
And like people want to go. So there is another tour that is a flashlight tour, which also happens at night,
which is so much scarier.
It starts at like 7 p.m but they have an 11 p.m oh my god,
that'd be so scary.
$50.
See, I'm definitely thinking that's definitely worth it. So we're spending our entire day there is what you're saying. We will literally be there.
We might
there.
Have multiple days. We're gonna like depending on how we can line this up.
Well, so one of my favorite podcasts ever got to go and record there. And they did they had a seance there and stuff. So
cool.
Manifesting it. You've heard it here first. I would love how amazing.
To just get to do all the things.
Yeah, how amazing would that be if we got to like go one day for the podcast?
Yeah. That would be so sick. We're putting it out there into the universe.
Yes,
here's
are.
Leslie's little manifest sound. So let's see. We're bringing back a fan favorite, flashlight tours for a limited time. You will have the chance to roam the dark halls of the mansion while hearing tales of the former and possibly current inhabitants. Guests will guide themselves through the mansion with this famous... that is famous for its dizzying floor plan and lack of formal blueprints, while in the dark and alone with just a flashlight.
Fuck yeah. That sounds like so much fucking fun. Did something happen?
My dog just got up and like bumped into something and scared the freaking shit out of me. Tucker.
Anyway, yeah, I'm a hundy in.
Yeah, so I think if we want to plan our perfect vacation, we need to go to all of the things. Like, we just, like you said, a day where we just back to back to back, mm-hmm. just do all this shit. And then, like, we just stay all day there. I'm totally down.
That sounds amazing.
So, you heard it here first, explorers. We are manifesting this into our lives.
And it's going to happen.
Something just fell off of my desk and scared the ever-loving heck out of me. I'm all, like... up here. It's mostly because your story, I swear, your story freaked me out.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's good. I like it.
That's good.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about what you know about it. Because like this, you know, they wanted to leave it a little, you know, a taste.
Well, and like I said, it's just been on like every ghost hunting show. Because that's mm-hmm. like my comfort, you know, is like, are those ghost hunting shows? So, I mean, mm-hmm. I think, I don't know them, like, off it, like, by heart. But, like I said, I know for sure that she has the seance room. And then I think, like, the workers, there's something with the basement. Maybe, ooh. Like, a child, I want to say, in the basement they don't like. It's still, I think there are still places that are under construction. And as and you're right, there a lot of the rooms and places that you can't go to are because they're not safe. The whole lacking a blueprint thing is very key. Like Sarah would literally change the blueprints or like change the plans of the build like on a daily basis. And she would say it's because like she would go to her seance room and she'd have these seances and these spirits would tell her what and how to build the house. And so they never really knew what they were doing, which is just interesting. I mean, Sarah herself was haunted until the day she died. And then I think it was Zach that went there and they talked. I just got shocked from my animals that they talked to Sarah through a Ouija board, I think, in her bedroom. So,
well, and I have one more exciting thing that I found while I was playing on the website.
Okay, good.
You can get married here.
Ooh, that would be.
I don't know how much. Of course, they're not going to show that, but.
See, that's so funny, though, because, okay. But if I'm going to redo my vows, which I want to, I don't think I could ever convince Robbie to do it there. But I do know where I want to do it.
I think you could literally just be like, listen here.
Listen here,
I've
bitch.
I've been married to you for a long time, and I didn't get the pictures that I wanted because of certain things at our wedding. Like, there are a lot of things done for convenience. This one, we're going all out. And just like your husband is very well known for, you know, if he doesn't want to go somewhere, he doesn't want to go, you need to bring that same Robbie energy and be like, this is where we're doing it.
Thank you for the support.
Thank you. I will be there to, you know, stand back in the background going, you're doing great, sweetie. Also, that means I get to
You're doing great, sweetie. Well, it will either be at the Winchester House or it'll be at Folsom Field, which is where the Buffs play. So
I vote the house.
Well, I'm just saying the Buffs, the Folsom Field has been on my list.
Can you get married there?
Yes, you can.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's when I got a private tour there when I was on dialysis because everybody felt bad for me. And it was great. I got to see that. I got to look at the Heisman. The Heisman Trophy was like, this distance from my face. It was amazing. but no, there's this really cool place. And it's like this lookout. And now all the rich people watch the game from there. But you can get married there. I have a picture. Cool. It's gorgeous.
Okay, you'll have to send that so we can post it on the pod. So you guys, we can vote to Winchester House or the Field. Let's let the mystics decide.
Well, Robbie's agreed to the Field, so
well, it's because you haven't brought up the Winchester House yet.
Right, I'm he just doesn't know it's an option. Right.
Yeah.
You're so funny.
So, oh my gosh, that's well, and that's really cool. I now that you're talking about it, I do remember you kind of telling me about it. We'll have to do a full episode on the Winchester House again. I just looking for cool stuff to do in that area of California. So,
well, and at that shop, it was like one of the doors from the Winchester, and she said,
which is so interesting because like how
they must just be maybe some of the artifacts, some of the rooms that are uninhabitable or that are unsafe, they're selling
stuff. Can you imagine how expensive that would be?
I bet it's really expensive. I'm curious how much COVID possibly affected them and maybe things are a little
tight. I didn't think about that because like my uncle has I don't think it's a piece of the vehicle from, if my family is listening to this, they will let me know if I get this wrong.
I'm sure they will.
My uncle has a piece of Dale Earnhardt's car. It's not from the car that he crashed in, but you know, it's like football jerseys. They have like multiple cars. And I'm pretty sure it's either my uncle got a replica of something or he like legit has like a piece of Dale Earnhardt Jr. or Dale Earnhardt's car.
That's fucking cool.
So
that's really cool.
So like, I guess like my brain, I'm like, oh my God, that's so expensive and crazy. But like
people will pay
for it. Yeah, so I'm wondering, it'd be interesting to know, because that wasn't for sale, right? They were just, like, bragging about having it.
Yeah, it just said that they were.
Because they claimed that they could do some paranormal stuff with it, and I think that's how they were trying to get, how they were getting tickets. I do remember they had a sign saying that they could do, like, a seance with it and stuff.
Right.
know. So yeah, we'll definitely explore this house again.
For sure.
That would be a very fun episode that would probably take both of us researching. So we'll put it on the list.
Oh, yeah. Because it's, I mean, there's a lot. It's...
I'll have to like look it up. And like I said, I just kind of was Googling random places to go and I didn't even put two and two together that this was that house.
That is so funny of all places that you could have picked.
I know. Because like you're super into it.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously.
So. Well, do you want to do your last one or do you want to be done with
it? No, let's do my. Okay, we can end it. It's real fun. I've got some fun pictures. So the last place that I wanted to talk about, so I wanted to look at, I want to move to like Washington. I love, it's like my ideal climate. I live my best Twilight Bella life. And I came across these like little Sasquatch creatures, which by the way, like obviously Bigfoot, that's Bigfoot's home, Washington, you know, so their number one cryptid is, you know, super easy to find. Go listen to our Bigfoot episode. I can't remember what the name is. It'll be linked though. But yeah, go listen to our Bigfoot episode. So yeah, these little creatures just popped up at this like lake and nobody knows where they came from or like who put them there or like why they're there. But they just look like,
so they're like little statues.
Yeah, they're like moss men, and they are disintegrating from the article that I'm reading. So I'm not sure if that means they're made of like wood. But they're now.
The face looks like it's made out of wood.
Yeah. Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah. Which would be good. Like whatever put these here cares about the environment.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good point. That they're.
So they're going to do something that will disintegrate. So it's not man-made. Because man does not care about the environment. Because
men fucking suck. and I like man, us all. So yeah, I just loved that. And I love a town that plays, that like leans heavy into a cryptid.
Yeah.
That's it.
I love that. Cute. No, it's cute though. I like it. It's a quick little thing, but it's definitely something to check out. And if anyone's in that area, go there, take a picture for us, send it to us.
Go there.
Tell us what you see.
Well, and while I was like looking, I popped onto realtor.com and found my best witchy, my witchy cabin that I want for very reasonable and
near that town.
Mm-hmm. I can send you that too. If you
want. Yeah, I'd love to see that. I don't know if this is like a normal best friend thing, but Leslie and I send houses back and forth just when we get a wild hair to look.
I love looking.
On our girls' day, I took Leslie to drive through the neighborhood that I hope and aspire to live in my town.
It's called manifesting. Look,
yeah,
up.
Exactly. Yeah. but yeah, I love looking at houses because I don't know if you do this, but I just imagine like living there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. It's like, yeah, so. Okay. And your house, our house tours were so fun. That was a lot of fun when we went on our drive.
I when Ravioli goes down for a nap and our child is very good at napping in a moving car, but the second that car stops moving,
it's over
for more than a light cycle on a stoplight, or if she hears that little to go into park, she's up.
It's done. She knows. That is so
funny. Craig and I have been driving around town looking in neighborhoods to see where we want to live.
I love that for you guys.
Decide to get a new house. Yeah.
Oh, I love that for you guys.
Okay, the price.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, I know for what you get.
For what you get on a five acre lot, but it's still.
Yeah, I mean, it's still 5 acres, but if you look at the whole plot, I mean, so that's.
Well, it's just still pricey. Oh my God, look at this little thing in the back. You obviously can. This might not be fun for people to listen to.
Well, go look. We're gonna. It'll be.
Yeah. I can definitely do a couple of pictures. Oh.
So when I say I want to go live my best witch life in the woods, that's what this I fucking like mean. The best witch life.
Oh, and the little like circular. This is definitely.
I know. Stunning.
Oh, it's cute. I like it. And like, honestly, like a little bit of like updating, but really not something that you would need to do like right away.
No, right. Is it like, is the bathroom look like what I want it to? Absolutely not.
No.
Does it, but yeah. It's giving witch. It's giving creep. It's giving.
Well, and I really dig that there's just like this like falling apart.
I know. Isn't that the best?
That they were like, we need to take a picture.
Imagine all my Instagrams that I can take in front of that fucking shed. Like,
yeah.
And so if you go to the full plot.
Ooh, and this garden. Oh,
all the weed I can grow there.
With all these pots.
I love.
Oh, it's cute. Okay, I get why you want to be here.
Yeah, so that's beautiful. The witchy homestead vibe. And honestly, like this one, it looks like it kind of is in town. There are definitely neighbors, but it's surrounded by trees. Mm-hmm. So
it's private. Yeah,
it doesn't feel like it's intimate.
Oh, the fireplace. This is beautiful.
So that's where you can.
Well, and I like the tower of birdhouses.
I didn't notice.
It looks very ritualistic.
Oh, look at that. It looks very ritualistic.
Like they're calling to the birds. It was built in 1989. It's cute.
I
know.
I wanted it to be a little bit more old. If it'd be better if it was like built in like 1809, but that's fine.
But like you will probably get air conditioning.
Yes.
Because that's what I learned when. Because I like to pretend that I'm going to move to Boston.
Ooh.
And I like to look at those like old, yes, old like mansions. Revolutionary, yeah, homes. And they don't have AC. And a lot of them are protected under like the, they're so fucking mm-hmm. old that the city like wants people to live in them, but also wants them to not change anything.
Like the historical society.
So you can't add AC.
Oh, see, I feel like that's unreasonable. I feel like you should still be able to like upgrade like the plumbing and like the electricity and like things like that. Like you can keep the integrity of the home the same, but
still modernize.
Yeah, it's 2024.
Yeah. So my husband has put a big kibosh on us moving to like the East Coast and living in like a old home.
Oh, well, maybe one day you can convince him. What if you just lived in an old home like in Colorado?
Yeah, that would probably be a little bit better. Honestly, like I think about it a lot where I'm like, if Craig and Robbie would just be okay with living together, like Leslie yes. and I could go live our best life in like a communal home.
I'm in. Count me in.
Because I would go into this witchy little cottage.
Yeah,
with
doesn't
you,
that sound
like,
so fun?
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Honestly, too, if we like both sold our homes.
Exactly.
We could actually afford
right.
it.
And then imagine like you don't have like a mortgage payment. You can like literally just do whatever the fuck you want on that land. Are you kidding me? That's my literal dream.
The debate of moving to the Midwest has hit me more times than I'd like to admit with their housing. Because you could just sell a home in Colorado and like not have a mortgage payment out there. It's fabulous.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, friends, we hope you like this flashback to the exploring of the map.
Yeah, and there was quite the exploring. I think it was fun. Mm-hmm. Some real estate, some ghost mm-hmm. stories, urban legends.
Like some loud noises that scared me.
Sorry, my dogs are annoying as fuck.
No, it's not yours. It's literally mine. Like, I can't hear yours at
that's
all.
Good.
And like,
I can't hear yours.
Okay, good. Because like the noise, it's because I can't, like I'm not looking behind my
right.
knee, but
right.
And we also have a geriatric old man who likes to roam the halls and bump into things. So
he doesn't know where he is. Poor boy.
No. He has no idea sometimes. Aww. So all right, friends, well, let us know what you thought about
on that note
about us exploring. And if anyone lives near these areas, we would love to hear what you think about what we found, because there's got to be some stories that people could share with us. We'd be happy to share those stories with you, know, if you
felt so inclined to share. Yeah, because everybody who like we probably know, you know, urban legends or myths or things like that in the area that aren't on Google. So I'm mm-hmm. sure there are lots of like Or if you live in some random ass town and you're like, oh, we've got this really creepy urban legend. Like, we want to hear that too, even if we didn't talk about it tonight.
Yeah. Like, anything that you can come up with that is cool to talk about, like, we want to talk about it.
We want to talk.
Please.
Engage with us. Okay. No, we're done begging, so.
Yeah, but we expect something to happen. We're manifesting.
There you go.
And you can be part of our manifestation by communicating with us.
For a small fee of a comment, you can help your local mystic today. Yeah, we need like Sarah McLachlan.
I will remember you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. All right, friends. Well, now you know places to visit, and we want you to communicate with us. So
on that note, we'll spook you next
Bye.
Week. Bye.